Imagine having to clean up after a wild party with everything from empty beer bottles to half-eaten food and other garbage left behind. That's pretty much what Joe Myra does for a living. But as the Mariners' vice president of ballpark operations, he has to oversee cleanups like that 81 times a year. Some of the stuff left behind is pretty messy.
It's tough. The garlic fries in the stadium, it's difficult. Fans love them, but they're difficult to clean up. So, you know, I could probably give you a list. I don't want to gross out the fans too much, but it's tough cleaning up after a large party like that.
Oh, I love trash.
Luckily, he's got plenty of help. It starts after all the fans have cleared out of Safeco Field. Upwards of 140 crew members scramble around the stadium picking up all the stuff left behind. Once everything's bagged up, then they bring in the heavy equipment.
The majority of the effort is pressure washing. We have anywhere from 10 to 24 pressure washers depending on attendance.
While fans leave plenty behind, Myra says it's the players who actually make the biggest mess.
I'd say the bullpens are the worst. The bullpens, pitchers have a lot of time on their hands, you know, seeds, chewing tobacco, bubble gum. It's probably the worst area of the building.
In all, Myra says it takes all night just to clean up the stadium after a game.
Most games are between the 6 to 8 hour range, but there's times when we're still cleaning the facility at around 10, 11 a.m. for a 7-10 game.
But just because the stadium's clean, there's still plenty of work left to be done.
Every fan generates about 2.4 pounds of waste at a game. And, you know, that's everything from any kind of giveaway items to concessions to merchandise and everything, all the packaging.
You gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle.
Most of it used to just go to the landfill, but not anymore.
We actually have 7 streams of waste now, only one of which goes to the landfill. So all the other streams are recycling material, compost, styrofoam, construction debris, plastic bottles, aluminum cans, everything that you can possibly recycle, we do.
The M's have always been at the forefront of environmental efforts, whether it was early adoption of composting or putting in low-energy LED lights.
There's a lot of opportunity, you know, changing the mindset of this is now not just someone else's problem, it's our problem. And we've made a decision to figure out how to do it more efficiently, what's better for the environment.
It's also good for the bottom line. Turns out all the composting and recycling cuts way down on costs, and Myra says the team's always looking for new ways to do even more. But the one thing they'll never be able to do, get us to make less of a mess.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
And if the party ends up at his house, don't expect him to clean up quite the way you'd think.
Do you do the vacuuming at home?
Sometimes.